Here's a thought about that genre you've not tried. I think all of us have a favorite genre of photography. For me, there's no question that my two favorite genres of photography are intimate landscapes and abstracts. And if I look back in honesty at my last 10 or 20 years of photography, probably 90% of it has been either intimate landscapes or abstracts. It's what I like doing. It's what I'm comfortable doing. It's what I'm, I think, reasonably successful doing. And so, good. But I also know that I'm missing something in my art life by restricting myself to those two genres. And I've been thinking about this a lot more of late because I've seen some really terrific work that I think, you know, that's interesting enough. Maybe I should try my hand at it. In particular, I'm talking about tabletop constructions, which I don't think I've ever done. I've seen recently some really fantastic macro work, in particular using the newly available tool of focus stacking with the advent of digital photography. I did some macro photography early in my career, but not very successfully, and primarily because I was never comfortable with the extreme shallow depth of field of macro photography. So now there's a technical solution, and I find myself thinking about it more and wanting to be involved. I've also never done much in the way of portraits, environmental portraits. Done some, but not very many, and I think I should do more. I have maybe three or four, no more than that, successful wildlife images. And to be honest, I'm not sure I want to pursue that because I just don't have the patience or the time for travel that it takes to be really successful at that kind of photography. I've never been one to travel off to remote, exotic locations, well, with the exception of China and Japan, but I've never even been tempted to buzz off to Antarctica or Greenland or Namibia or some of the other places that everybody seems to go these days. I do know, though, that there are so many different things to pursue in photography that they all have something to offer us. And even if I were to try to do some tabletop still life work, I might be able to learn something there that I might be able to use in the genres that I practice more regularly, in the intimate landscape or in the abstract world. The question remains whether or not I have enough discipline to do that. But as long as I was thinking about it, I thought I'd share the thought with you. What are the genres that you primarily work in? Why? And are there genres that maybe would be useful to explore? If nothing else, to give you a different sort of challenge if you're a little bit stuck in your creative life. Or maybe you'll learn something in that other genre that you can bring back to your primary work and reinvigorate the kind of photography that you love.
Copyright 2023, Lenswork Publishing.